Welcome back to TBP, guys. The support recently has been unbelievable, I'm telling you. Yeah, interviewing our guest today, Brody Paul. So how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good, mate. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on here.
It's all good. Well, I want to talk about like how you sort of have grown over the past couple of years because, you know, we were playing basketball back in the day and stuff, and now you're in a business where you're talking about being in the 1% club. Just talk to me about the 1% club, bro.
It's funny you like to bring that up, like playing basketball together, and now we're doing like on different paths. It's crazy how we just reconnect. So pretty much, like the 1% club is owned by me and a few other boys, Darcy Wilson, Jai Delzotto, and Preston Coleman. And it's pretty much, we're just trying to build like a community of positive, like-minded people who are like us and want to get better. And we feel like the life that we live and the things we do could be seen by other people and like could be an influence on people getting better. So we're just trying to make a community and, you know, influence people to get a little bit better every day.
Yeah, man. Like what does it entail to be a 1%er?
So it's just like, it's not really being a 1%er. It's just like that little mindset of just, you know, getting that little bit better every day. So it's not like, it's not going to just come to you tomorrow. It's just that slow, gradual build of like getting there. Because like, for example, a few months ago, I was not where I was now. And then you wait the few months and you keep going. And eventually you'll get to where you want to be.
Yeah. Well, where do you want to be? Like, is there an end goal for this sort of for this business?
Like the end goal, like alternatively, would just be get our names out there, partner with heaps of cool people, and then like obviously we want to influence as many people as we can. If we can change lives, that's the main goal. But and then in terms of us, it'd be getting as shredded as possible. I want to look as good as possible.
Is it working? Like is building the business and working on yourself working for you guys?
I like it because you always know that there's an audience out there looking at you. So you sort of have to maintain yourself to a high standard. Like you can't just let yourself drop off. Otherwise it's just like, well, you're not displaying the right picture to all the people you're trying to, you know, reach out to. So
yeah,
it helps me for sure.
Well, bro, you've been getting heaps of like views and likes and stuff. And I'm just like, man, like you've just grown overnight, really.
Yeah, we've had a few, like a little bit of traction from other companies. So I've just affiliated with a company, Recovery Mate. So they do the mouth tape and the nose strips that Alex Hormozi and that like promote. So that's been pretty cool. Like getting a little bit of taste of that. It's just like, whoa, what could this be? You know, so like if we can keep landing big fish or even little fish and promoting their stuff and getting their stuff out there and growing with them, that'd be elite. So personal brand, it's probably about 3 to 5. Actually, stories, it's probably mostly every day. So people could probably get pissed off with that, but I'm who I am. So yeah. You either like it, you either love it or you don't. But 1% is probably 3 reels a week. We try and aim for.
Nice. So is that like one you, one Das, one someone else?
Pretty much, yeah. We get all our footage and put it into one like cloud and then we just get footage of like audios that we like and just put it together or just any content, things that we like and then put it together and yeah, hope everyone likes it.
Yeah. So like, are you going to like talk to some maybe clubs or some brands to work with?
It's more just trying to affiliate with people, I think, like show other people's products that will help with getting better. Like, for example, like a Whoop band would be pretty cool to have because it'd be able to track whatever you're doing and the stress and load you're putting on your body. So it gives you a good indicator of what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. So stuff like that we'd like to affiliate with and hopefully get them out there as well. And then, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, bro. How has this sort of like changed for you, like just as a person? How have you sort of changed?
As a person, so pretty much it all start like for me. It's all started with 75 hard. So,
ooh, bro, that's tough.
I did that like halfway through last year, maybe.
Yeah.
So I've recently moved to uni, and then you know I felt like I was getting slack. Like I'm normally a very switched on person. Like it's all stemmed from as a youngin. Like I'd go up, I'd bloody go to the gym in the mornings, shoot in the mornings, whatever. But then I was like, I'm slacking off when I got to uni. So I was like, let's do something a bit challenging. Anyway, 75 hard was like, it was getting up there. So I was like, can't be that hard, can it? I did it. And yeah, the thing that it does to you, not only physically, but mentally, you just switch. Like I used to think that one workout a day or just that little bit, one thing a day would get you better. But now I do one thing a day and I'm just like, you are a weak piece of shit. You need to do something else for the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely started with 75 hard. That just flipped the switch in me. Yeah, so the rules of 75 hard is no cheat meals, two workouts a day for 45 minutes. One has to be inside, one has to be outside. 10 pages of like reading a self-improvement book. 4 liters of water. That was probably the toughest, part.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. Reading, no cheat meals, diet, which was, my diet was just calorie like deficit. I just didn't eat much. But I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think that was it. Oh, and take a photo every day of yourself. It was about halfway through where I just like went crazy. So the motivation, I think it's just like everyone, like all gym junkie sort of. So halfway through 75 hard, I had a massive breakup. So this chick broke up with me, in love with her, bang, broke up. That shit was like tough as. And like, it's hard. You feel so motivated to just go out there and like, just keep getting better. So that's where it all stemmed from. Cause like, it's weird. Like you get the motivation from just like, wow, you want to do that to me? Like you sort of get like a, it's all negative, but you sort of need to make it positive because it just, like, it fucks with you a little bit. Like, I don't know if you've been really, like, I've never experienced, like, a depression in my life. Have you experienced, like, being depressed or?
I don't think, like, depressed, but I've definitely had, like, hard moments where I'm like, holy shit, my life is, like, really bad.
Definitely. Like, this was the only time in my life where I'd be like, I could say I was depressed. So I was like not eating, not sleeping, just constantly feeling shit. Like it was horrible. So I wouldn't eat at all. So this is where all the weight loss came from. So I lost like 10 kilos just from not eating. I wouldn't sleep and I just wake up and go to the gym at like 3. So that's probably where that like mentality come from. And yeah, it was a tough time, but I think I'm a massive advocate for people getting broken up with because it definitely, like as bad as it sounds, it helps you out so much. Like at the time, you're like, this is shit. I'm the worst person ever. And then, you know, you just like keep growing, you keep getting better and you're like, well, maybe this was, this happened for a reason. I'm a big believer of everything happens for a reason. And yeah, it's happened for a reason and made me better. So.
Well, I'm sure you'll find someone in Geelong where you're going. So, like, what are you doing in Geelong?
So, I study in Geelong at the moment, doing biomedical science at Deakin University. And I've just been back in Wang for a few months, like, just chilling out because we've had a massive uni break. So, I've just been spending time with family and doing a little bit of work over here. I'm coming back to Wang to play for Wang Rovers every weekend. So that'll be good because I love playing there. It's just the drive that sometimes gets you. But it's good because if you drive with other people, there's about 4 other people in Geelong playing for Rovers. So I can just carpool, do some work in the car. So I'm not really fussed about it.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, man. You were talking to Prime Train. Like you've got a pretty big connection. I stumbled across Prime Train's videos. It comes up in my recommended. And I was like, bro, is that Brody doing a cold plunge at like 4 in the morning?
We were crazy. Like Tom and I, we're real good mates. Tom's a great fella. He played footy with me last year. And yeah, we used to go to the river, so like the Ovens River, the boat ramp. It was middle of the winter, so footy season's middle of the winter, and it would be about 1 degree, 2 degrees outside. And yeah, we'd get in there at about 5:30, and yeah, we'd do a cold plunge before most, like, every game towards the end of the season, so that was good.
Yeah, like, how did that, like, affect your footy? Was it in a good direction?
I'd probably say so. Like, I don't know, towards the back end of the season, I was playing twos, and then I started doing that, and towards the end of the season, started playing ones game. So I think it did, like, not just that, not just the cold plunging. I think just a little bit of extra work and, like, going to the gym, running, doing all that. I think that's helped out a bit. But, yeah, it's definitely helped out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, I want to talk a bit more about, like, motivation and stuff. I think a lot of the viewers at home need it right now. You know, it's a new year. No one did anything for January. I didn't see anyone doing any progress. Also me, I didn't make any progress. Is there anything that you can sort of give to my audience about, like, motivation, mindset, and discipline?
Right, so the motivation, it's easy for me because it's stemmed off of a breakup, so that's probably what's happened for me. But yeah, I don't know, it's sort of just like, you need to do it. Like, if you want to get better, there's only one way you're going to do it, and it's by putting the work in. So if you want to put the work in and you want to reach your goals of doing whatever you want to do, you need to actually go and put the work in. You can't just sit back and relax and be like, oh yeah, it'll just come to me. That's not going to work. Like, and discipline, like, in terms of discipline, things I do would be like, oh, a good motivation factor, get a good base around you. So find some people who also want to get better, have the similar goals as you. Get in and join them, like, become friends with them, hang out with them heaps, because that's all my close circle now. My close circle are just dogs. Like, they want to always get better. They're always messaging me like, oh, let's go do something. Let's go to the sauna. Let's go have a kick. Let's go do hill sprints or something. So it's always good having that track of people in your corner, always pushing you. Like, for example, this morning, I woke up at 5. I was just like, oh, I don't want to get up. I just want to get up. And then I'm lucky because I've been dragging my brother along and Preston with me, and I'm always checking their snap maps. Are they up? Can I go back to bed? And then I see their snap maps and a message from them in the morning, let's get up, let's go. And you're like, yeah. So it's good. Like, without that little bit of extra kick, I think it's a lot more challenging to go out and do the things you want to do.
So that's sort of like what the 1% club sort of brings.
It's pretty much networking and finding all those people who do want to get better and just finding new connections, and then, you know, doing that exact thing. Oh, do you want to go for a run? Oh, I see you're in Geelong. Let's go for a run. Let's go get a coffee, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just promoting exactly that. So, yeah.
I have been seeing there's been a lot of morning runs accounts on Instagram, like coffee morning runs. Is that what you guys do as well?
Sure, it's trending. It's like, it's what people, it's a year of running. 2024 is a year of running. That people want to join run clubs. They want to go out for a run. They want to have coffee after. They want to go to the beach. It's the thing that's trending. So I think we're hopping on a good trend and a positive trend as well. Like, it's beneficial for everyone doing it. So it's good to hop on the bandwagon, and I'm sure we'll probably start a run club, because I'm moving back to Geelong. It's such an easy thing to do. Like, we normally do it anyway. We go to Torquay, we go to the beach, and then we get coffee after. So if we can drag a few more people into doing that, I think it'll be beneficial for everyone joining. So I can't wait to do that when I move back to Geelong.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it, like, honestly. So you're just doing it in Wang right now?
In Wang. So Darcy's in Melbourne. We're in Wang, like the rest of us three boys, and then I'll move to Geelong. So we'll have three sort of locations of posting content, getting people together, and yeah, hopefully that'll take off from there. I was at draft night when Darcy got drafted, and I'm very fortunate for that. It was a very, very funny night. So he got drafted, and we didn't know he was going to Saints. But then, like, when you're about to get drafted, the camera comes up to you and is, like, at the front of your table like this, and they're like, waiting for you to get called. And he's, like, I set my phone up, and then I put it up, and then with pick 18, so the St. Kilda Football Club's like, Darcy Wilson, and then everyone goes nuts, and my phone flips on the table.
Bro, so that was your phone that St. Kilda posted and everything?
Yeah. I don't know why, but St. Kilda need to offer me a media job. I was talking to them about getting me a media job, and they haven't got back to me, the Dogs. But hopefully, if you're seeing this, St. Kilda, hit me up.
On Saints. I tried to tag you guys, and you guys wouldn't let me, so... No, but like, how was draft night? You met some really cool players, and also so Connor O'Sullivan, he's at Bushies as well, and he had to give Phoenix his jersey as well.
Yeah, that was the sickest moment ever, like, well, at draft night. I thought that was awesome because I know Phoenix as well, so we didn't know he was going to get drafted that early, and then his best mate Connor just got picked, and we're like, this is pretty cool. And then he's walking off the stage talking to Joel Salwood. And then GWS have just gone and picked Phoenix. And then the crowd's gone wild. And because we were sitting next to everyone from Aubrey, the whole arena or like place we're in just went nuts. And then, yeah, poor Phoenix. He had to get up, take his shirt off. He's got the best rig in the AFL, apparently. And poor bloke got hit in the face, I reckon. And he's come up with a blood nose. Oh. So he's had to, like, hide his blood nose and, like, put his... jumper here without getting blood on it, poor bloke. But yeah, it was a funny night, and that'd probably be up there for the greatest draft moments ever. Like, he's just been drafted back, like, back to back to his best friend, like his best mate. I thought that was crazy.
And also, he was projected to go about 30.
Oh, he was projected like second round, like late first, second round, and he's just gone pretty early first. So it was a massive, bolter, probably biggest bolter of the night. But yeah, it's pretty awesome to see him do that.
Yeah, man. Like, those guys will kill it, I'm telling you. Those guys, they've got a lot of upside to them. You met Harley Reid as well.
Oh, yeah, Harley. Yeah, he's a good fella. I remember I bumped into him at one of the pubs, and I was like, oh, this will be funny. Let's ask him for a photo. So I asked him for a photo, and I was like, oh, Harley, just pretend to stiff arm me or something. And he's like, nah, not here. Like, we're in a public area, which is fair enough. Like, he probably didn't want to be seen. But I just sort of, like, put his hand on my chest, and, like, one of my mates was taking a photo. Anyway, so he's put his hand on my chest, and I've just, like, flopped. Oh. And someone got a photo, and it's now on my Instagram. It's fun. I think it's the funniest photo. Anyway, later that night, he sees me at the casino, and then I go up to him, hey, Ali, how you going? And then he stiff arms me into the casino, like one of the pokies machines. So he stiff armed me into one of the pokey machines. It was funny, as I've never felt like a stiff arm like that before. He threw me through a wall. It was funny as.
So who do you go for in the AFL?
I don't even know anymore, because I'll go for Fremantle, but like, they suck now. Like, they've just made so many moves. I'm just like, that's so questionable. And with two of my best mates playing in the AFL, with Braden at North and at Darcy at Saints, it's sort of just like, I don't know, I'm going to have to get a Saints jumper and a North Melbourne jumper and just cut it.
I feel sorry for Braden.
Yeah. Poor bloke. He just gets... He's had two shit injuries, a poor bloke. But he's definitely on his way up. Like, in his intra club, he had a few touches, and I think he's slowly getting his swagger back, so that's good for him. Like, being around him, I spent most of when he was at the academy with him that year when he lived in Wang, and that dude's a beast. He trains like a machine. So if he's bringing that like work ethic into the AFL system and he can just stay healthy, I'm intrigued to see how far he'll go.
So he went late second, didn't he? Oh no, early second round.
Yeah, so he went early second because I'm assuming clubs were like iffy on, because he just did his knee, which was very unfortunate, because he would have gone maybe top 20 if he didn't do his knee. But I think clubs are a bit hesitant on picking someone who just done their ACL, and like, he came back from a meniscus tear before doing his ACL. So I think clubs were just like, I don't know, but yeah, good enough. North were willing to bank on him and pick him up. So that was good for them.
I think they're willing to like sort of make mistakes along the way. They've got such a young list.
Oh, they're definitely a very young list. And if they wait a few years and keep doing the right things, I'm sure they'll get up there and be flag contenders in the next few years for sure.
Actually, I saw like when Braden got drafted, you were next to him as well, weren't you?
We had draft night at Braden's house for the first round where he didn't get selected, which we were like, fair enough, like he's just done his ACL, so it's all right. He'll get picked up next. Anyway, the next night was at the Gateway and we had all of Wang there, all his mates, his parents were there. And yeah, he got picked up and it was a good moment. And then I was fortunate enough to go to Darcy's as well. So yeah, I'm pretty lucky.
That's sick, man. Well, I want to do like a little ladder prediction, just top eight. All right. So who do you think will be first?
It's hard to come off Collingwood, hey? Collingwood's probably number one.
Yeah.
I don't mind the pairs. I'd like to see my Fremantle Dockers sneak in eight, and then I want... This is what I want. This is not who I think.
Yeah.
But I want Saints 7, North 6. What am I missing? 4 and 5. True. There, Oscar Ryan plays for Adelaide. Geelong 5th because I live in Geelong. Oh, no, Geelong 4th because I live in Geelong. And then, yeah, Adelaide 5th.
And also because of Connor as well.
Yeah,
Connor. Yeah, no, I like that. But you got to... Like, there's some teams that are like... Actually, like I'm a Richmond fan, so I've lived through it all.
Yeah, you've had a good few later years, last years, and then you've just
Now I think probably like 16th
for you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who would be the worst?
Like West Coast.
Oh, true. Yeah, West Coast would be no good, will they? Except I think. What do you reckon, Harley? Do you reckon Harley will bring a...
Harley's going to cook.
Surely.
Yeah.
He has to. You see that... He's sort of like a LeBron James of AFL, isn't he? Like, he's been projected so high and, like, highly touted for the last 2 years. All this footage of him playing VFL, it's sort of like it's put a lot of pressure on him if he doesn't perform. Like, he could go as a bust if he doesn't perform as high as people expect him to. So... Hopefully he can prevail and be a beast.
Have you got any other like passions and stuff?
Any other passions? Nah, I think my only passion is really just getting better. Yeah. Oh, and I really like just helping other people. Like that's probably one of my passions, I guess, like helping other people and you see them like getting better and improving their lives. It's just... It makes you happy. It makes you smile. So that's probably a passion of mine. I like yapping. So I like talking to people and making them happy.
You're probably the most like, I would say like talkative guest I've had. Oh, actually.
Man, I'm bloody part Japanese.
Yeah.
I love a yap with people. So
that's probably good to like promote your brand and even come on podcasts. And stuff.
I think I'm pretty lucky. Like I'm gifted with a special talent of just talking to anyone and I think I'm very easy to get along with. So that's definitely something that's helped with the brand because I just can talk to anyone I want and, you know, make them feel like we've known each other for like years, even though I've never met them.
Well, we haven't spoken.
In ages.
Ages.
Yeah, bro, we get along well. Exactly.
Because, we used to play basketball together. We were never on the same team. We're always against each other.
Yeah, I know. We never got blessed with being on the same team.
Yeah. I reckon I would have thrown you some really nice dimes as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the gods have just said, nah, we'll let them reconnect later on in life. Let's just not put them on the same team together. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be over for the rest of the basketball comp. So I'm glad they did because, we need to make it a little bit fairer.
Yeah. Well, I had about 10 assists one season or something, and you dropped 40 points one season. And it's like, imagine if that was together.
I had 40 in a grand final in domestic once. It was on one of the the horrible courts when the long court between the bar. When they had wooden backboards and the rings were like this. So I don't know. It was a very shit court, but I remember that. I was playing with my brothers and I had 40 and it was, they were throwing me lobs. So that was good. I liked playing with my brothers because they'd just throw me lobs or give me the ball whenever I wanted it. So that was good.
Yeah. Well, also you played for Australia for a bit, didn't you?
So I did Australian Junior Basketball Championships.
Mm.
So from Country Cup, which was a Vic program, which it's funny because... So in my year, the top 20 go. So it wasn't even really Australia. It was more Australia country. But even then, it was not the best people from Vic. So in under 14s, I was pretty mid. I was pretty mid, and so under 14s, the top go to like this different thing called Southern Cross, and the bottom go to Aubrey, which is like Country Cup. So I was in the Country Cup. So I was the bottom 40 of the people in Vic.
Right.
But from that bottom 40, you could get picked up into a whole tournament selection.
Mm.
So that's groups from SA, New South, and Tasmania, and New Zealand come as well, but they're not part of the team.
Right.
And the best people from those teams get selected, put into one team, and go to New Zealand. So we played in New Zealand against all these like older blokes, which we ended up winning the tournament as well. And we were lucky enough that the coach at the time was like, "We love these boys. These boys are good. Let's take them to Hawaii." So I got to go to Hawaii to play basketball, and
that's sick.
It was sick. Like not even playing basketball over there, but just like the holiday was pretty sick too.
So how long were you there for?
We were there for about a week and played about 4 or 5 games. We ended up winning that tournament as well. So, we need to get the band back together and win some other tournament as well. But yeah, it was a good experience for sure.
Was there any, like, have you ever played against, like, who's the highest level player that you've either played with or played against?
I played against Dyson Daniels in bottom age 18s.
Mm.
So I was lucky enough to have a good Wang side where we played them in state championships. So we played Bendigo. They've got Dyson. They had this bloke, Dylan McCauley, and they have this other bloke, Macy Eaton. Macy's my age. And yeah, we played them, got smoked. Got destroyed by 20 points or something. But Dyson, like he sat half the game or something. He didn't play all minutes. So he only had 10 points. But I had 13 that game, so I've got the screenshot of Dyson Daniels with 10 points, me with 13. So that's something to show to the kids for sure.
Yeah, no, that's sick. Yeah, because I knew, and then he's got a younger brother, Dash, isn't
he? Yeah, so Dash is Jet's age, and he's also doing the same pathway as Dyson. So he's in the NBA Academy now and doing state stuff, and
he'll
probably be another one to get picked up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can play.
Yeah. Yeah, they're freaks. They're freaks, those guys.
Mm. It's weird, like, we played Dyson, like, growing up, so it's just, like, weird to see him in the NBA now, killing it, and you're like, well, that's weird. I used to play against him.
Would you have thought that he would have made the NBA?
Not in 16s. In 16s, no way. I was just like, oh, he's just a good player. But then in the 18s, when he started doing the NBA Academy, and he grew to 6'5", and started dunking it with ease, and he could shoot. And he was in the NBA Academy, so that's when you start questioning. You're like, well, maybe he could be on in the NBA. And then he got picked up, like, I'm pretty sure it was top 10.
Mm.
So to be picked top 10 is crazy.
A lot of the Australians are getting picked up really high, like even players in the NBL, like Giddy, Deng, Dyson, like all these guys.
Yeah, they're going higher. So I think it's good for Australian basketball because I think it means that we're slowly like matching the Americans in talent and like gameplay. So it's definitely a good step for Australian basketball.
Yeah, man. Well, if you want to promote anything else, and then we'll finish it off.
Well, I've got nothing else to promote. Just get around the 1% club, baby.
Let's go. It's a movement.
It's a movement. Join the movement.
Thanks,
join the community.
Thanks, guys, for watching. And there'll be definitely some more stuff coming on in the near future with lots of guests. I'm actually looking for a co-host as well. So,
I can commute from Geelong.
We'll get a Zoom call in.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you, guys. Peace.